You're listening to Simple Flight Aviation Radio with Al Waterloo and Mark Eppner on www.simpleflight.net.
Simple Flight Radio, ready for takeoff.
What do you think about flying? Is it a sport? A business? Is it easy or difficult? Is it boring or exciting? Alan Waterloo and Mark Eppner think it may be any of those things, but they like to make it simple. This is Simple Flight Radio, where Mark and Al talk about the many aspects of aviation and the amazing people doing amazing things to make this world a better place.
Yeah. Now we're going out, and we're broadcasting live, and we have a listener, I think.
And would that listener be me?
No.
Who's listening?
Guy that just helped us.
All right.
Yeah.
So it's, is it 10? It's 10:35 p.m. on Sunday night. Now, normally when we start the show, it's, hey, it's 8 o'clock on Sunday night. It must be time for Simple Flight Radio. What's the time for it, 10:35 p.m. on a Sunday night?
What time is it? It's time to say our apologies.
All right, we could do that. So some people tuning in just now, because we are going to put this out on our weekly archive and the podcast, they're going to say, wait a minute, what are these guys talking about? It's 10:35. I listen to it at 9 a.m. like I do every Monday or Tuesday. So maybe we need we got some splaining to do, Lucy.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Well, so we had a big major meltdown with our audio equipment, which that's not fun to play around with,
especially when it melts down about 3 hours before your show.
Right.
You run to the store to buy new expensive audio equipment because our listeners come first, and then that didn't work. A little embarrassing.
Well, it's the nice thing is it does work, and it works now at 10:30 in the evening as opposed to 8 in the night.
Yeah, so for those of you that are just listening as a archive or as a podcast and not live, we went live, and people thought instead of Al and Mark, it was Alvin, the chipmunk, and I don't remember the other names, but our soundboard was messing up our voices. So we tried a few pieces of duct tape. Didn't work. And we decided in the spirit of always offering best quality, it's best to delay the show, postpone it till next Sunday. And that way we can do a high-quality show with, let's say, enough quality that would be respectful of our guests, not to even forget our listeners and ourselves as well.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So I don't know if you want to talk at all or you want to call this a quick notice to our fans, and they say, well, good. That's why it only took 2 seconds to download the whole show. Right?
They're like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh. But I got to tell you, do you know what I did yesterday?
What's that?
I did Young Eagles.
That sounds like fun.
It is fun. And I've done Young Eagles over the years a lot, but usually they like me to do ground school.
Nice.
And it's because I enjoy teaching kids what makes an airplane fly, how to read a map and all of that. So I went over with an airplane, and I thought we'd have 50, 60 kids. It turns out we had like 28, and we had 6 planes or something like that. So I ended up only getting 1 flight in, but I did some ground school. I did some marshaling of parents around spinning propellers. And I always feel really good after I get to volunteer my time and be with young kids and old kids being the parents.
That's really nice. It sounds like it was a lot of fun. It was a good flying week for me too. I once again gave a lot of lessons, and they were good breakthrough lessons where we had things started really clicking, and students got really that much closer to taking their check ride, which was really neat.
Oh, I can't wait. I know some of the people that are getting close, and I'm so excited for them because
should we have him on the show?
We should. You know what? I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because we have people that are passionate pilots, and they have missions and destinations. And I see all too often those destinations get canceled because of IFR weather. Not dangerous weather, but IFR weather. That actually reminds me of something I heard where a newly minted IFR pilot was talking to flight service, getting a briefing. And the guy said, well, we got thunderstorms in the area. And the pilot said, well, with my IFR rating, does that mean the thunderstorms are going to go away?
Was that, hey, is that like a Sunday night chuckle right there?
Well, it's actually a Sunday night grin.
Oh, nice.
It's an SNG, not an SNC.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. I think for next week, what we're going to do
let's talk about that
is have Paul from Classic Flight Bag back on the show.
Paul Lemley.
Paul Lemley, back from Dubuque, Iowa.
Yeah, your favorite, one of your favorite cities.
I like Dubuque a lot.
You always said to me you'd like to move there.
Well, yeah, it'd be a fun time. I could always see myself living along the bluff. And
it's kind of like a Duluth, isn't it? Only warmer?
Yeah, but on a river instead of the third largest river in the world as opposed to the third largest lake in the world.
Third largest lake? Is it on the third largest, Duluth?
Yeah, it's Lake Superior.
Is that the third largest lake in the world?
I think actually it's the largest lake in the world by area.
Right.
It's the second largest lake, or depending if you count the Dead Sea or not, I believe. And it's in terms of volume.
Why is the Dead Sea called the Dead Sea, and why is the Red Sea called the Red Sea?
I don't know. You're gonna have to Wikipedia it.
All right, I'll do that for next week.
Yeah.
So next week we are going to have Paul Lemley
on. We're going to have him back. So the cool thing is we got an awesome contest going on. And what the contest is anybody needs to send in their, if you have an ugly flight bag, send in a picture, a video of that ugly flight bag and post it on Classic Flight Bag's Facebook page.
Which is Classic Flight Bag.
Right, exactly. And you post it there. And the winner of... let's say the winner is going to have the ugliest flight bag. So the person that has the ugliest flight bag is going to get one of these brand new classic flight bags that Paul makes. And they're really awesome. They're like riveted leather and things like that. Like $500 almost.
Yeah, well, you know, it reminds me of, I can't even remember the brand name now, but when I was first in business, everyone wanted a briefcase, what everyone uses now are book bags. But a briefcase, right. And the leather ones, I can't believe I've forgotten the name. But it was very cool, but they were very expensive. And this is the same kind of thing. You don't see flight bags like Paul makes. I mean, they're...
No, it's made with aviation love.
Aviation love, aviation leather.
Yeah.
And people won't know it's a flight bag. They'll think it's just a high-quality case that you're carrying around, but it'll contain all of your flight gear.
Right, exactly.
It's very, very cool.
Very cool. So. Yeah.
And well, so they got to send it in. We're going to extend the contest by a week because those that got it in on time were probably thinking they only had those competitors that came in last week, but we're going to add one more week. We apologize. But we really want the ugliest bag. It has to be the bag you use on a regular basis. You can't say, you know, yeah, I put it in my shoe and that's my flight bag because you don't normally put it in your shoe.
Right.
Right. Look at it. It's my jockeys.
It's, yeah. Hey, I got a dish rag that I just kind of bundled up.
That's right. It holds my headset and my
like a little hobo. Remember the hobos that, you know, like
the stick?
The stick with the handkerchief. Yeah.
What do you mean, do I remember it? You should never have to ask the question, do I remember it? That's a question from me to you only. Right? I mean, let's think about the age difference. I'm over 30 years older than you.
That's awesome.
Guess who you look at, and I got to tell our audience, of course, some of them are probably your age and don't know who Ralph Cramden is either.
No.
But he was talking to me. He mentioned the name Ralph, and I said, Ralph Cramden, and he had no idea who I was talking about. So before our next show, I want everyone that doesn't know who Ralph Cramden is, go out to YouTube or to Google and Google it. And you'll see that it's a very famous comedian's name in a sitcom that used to be on the air back in the 50s and maybe 60s. I remember it was black and white.
Yeah.
And I'll just go, Alice, you're the greatest. That's how it always ended.
How does this deal with aviation?
It doesn't, although he was a bus driver, so it was transportation.
Yeah.
This all that came about because you were asking if I remembered something that I just forgot.
Oh, man.
You got a nice new microphone there, my friend.
Yes, thank you. And we got a nice new recording box that's appropriately set up. I'm kind of glad that our old box died, but I did not like that it died at the time that it did.
Yeah. Well, it impacted last week's show only slightly, probably not noticeable to our listeners, but was to us. And today we could have gotten away with the same problem, but when it made it sound like chipmunks, I think that was the final straw.
Right.
That doesn't have the deep masculine voice that we like to have.
Right. I sound like the aviation Howard Stern.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
All right.
It's awesome.
So anyway, we started at 10:35. Now it's 10:45. I think this is a 10-minute show tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
But okay. We have, just so everyone knows, we've been working the last 2.5 hours getting our new audio equipment up and running, and we're so excited because this is all the start of Simple Flight version 2. We are going to be going through some significant changes. Some will be very noticeable to you. Others will be less noticeable but improve the overall quality. We're going to see a few little minor format changes. And what are you smiling about? I got my partner over there is smiling away. You must be tweeting with a listener as we talk here.
I'm tweeting with a listener, yes.
All right. Nice smile.
I'm explaining the situation of what happened. You know, yeah. People, I feel really bad what happened.
Oh, I feel horrible. And I hope we don't lose any of our loyal listeners because they think we stopped or something. So please, if you're listening to this, tune in next Sunday night, 8 p.m. Central, simpleflight.net under the live aviation radio link, and that's 8 p.m. Central till 10, and we've got a great guest, a great show, and again, you'll start to see some really neat new things we're going to add to a very successful format that we have today.
You got it.
All right.
Well, sorry that it's only 12 minutes long, but hope there's no rush hour traffic on Monday so that this gets you by quick, but anyway, next week it's going to be a lot of fun. Remember, send in your ugly face or flight bag pictures and post them on Classic Flight Bag's Facebook page. And next week.
And it's Classic Flight Bag, no less on it, right?
Yeah, Classic Flight Bag.
And Instagram, Facebook, or.
Yeah, let's just stick with Facebook.
Okay.
Okay.
Negative on the others.
Yeah, sir. And we'll stick with Facebook. Post it there, and the ugliest bag will win a brand new Classic Flight Bag.
Retail value, $495.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Very, very cool.
I want you to have the ugliest bag.
All right, I got to go prepare for my Monday through Friday job, so I think we ought to call it a night.
All right, sounds good. Well, until next week, everyone.
Make it a great day, and wishing you blue skies.
And very strong tailwinds.
Good night.
See ya.
You're listening to Simple Flight Aviation Radio with Al Waterloo and Mark Eppner on www.simpleflight.net.
What do you think about flying? Is it a sport? A business? Is it easy or difficult? Is it boring or exciting? Alan Waterloo and Mark Eppner think it may be any of those things, but they like to make it simple. This is Simple Flight Radio, where Mark and Al talk about the many aspects of aviation and the amazing people doing amazing things to make this world a better place.